I bring to you and offer to you the love of God, your Heavenly Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, your Saviour, and the peace, the unity, and the harmony of the Spirit of God. It is said that a person's true value, that a person's true worth, is to be found somewhere between the opinion of their mother and the opinion of their mother-in-law. Now, while for some that may sound a jest, I believe there is an element of truth underlying that statement. You know, in all my years of ministry, and there's been a few of them, I have worked a lot with couples planning to be married or couples that have been married, and I have heard the mother-in-law referred to many things. Things such as the Dragon Lady or the Wicked Witch of the North, and some that I can't repeat here in the house of God. Mind you, they haven't always been like that, because for some like me, I just had the best mum. And sadly, I would have had the best mother-in-law also. I got to know my would-be mother-in-law, but my God decided that he wanted her more than me to be her mother-in-law. The underlying wisdom in this, of course, is how often do you form your opinion of yourself on the opinions of other people? We all do. The question in this thing is what is your opinion of yourself? How high is your sense of self-worth? How high is your sense of self-value? What do you really think about yourself? How do you really feel about yourself? You see, the bottom line to this is our opinion of ourselves ebbs and flows, doesn't it? And you know the reason for this? Well, sometimes the reason is ourselves. I mean, when you do something bad, do you feel bad about yourself? Or what if you say something you know is wrong or bad? You feel bad about yourself? But what if you do something good? You feel good about yourself? Or when you say something good and positive, you feel good about yourself? See, sometimes we are the reason for the ebbs and the flows in our opinion of ourselves. But I'll guarantee you, most times, it's the opinion other people have of us. I mean, how do you feel when someone does something to you or for you that is bad, that is wrong? How does it make you feel when someone else does that? How does it make you feel when someone else says a bad thing to you or about you? How does that affect your opinion of yourself? How does that affect your sense of self-value and self-worth? You know, I am absolutely convinced, both from my own experience and my time in ministry, that 10 people can come up to you and say 10 positive things about you that are true. But if one person comes up to you and says one negative or one bad thing about you, I know which one will stick. It's that bad, that negative, that actually cuts deepest. And you know, the sad thing is, sometimes that one negative or that one bad thing can deafen us to a myriad of positive things. And you know what's so sad? There are people that are living in this world that have such a low opinion of themselves, such low self-esteem, such low value and self-worth, they don't even believe a positive when it is said to them. How sad is that? How tragic it is that? What sort of a dark place is that to live in when you've copped these bad actions or words and that's all you believe? That's who you believe that you are. And then when someone comes along with the positives and they're honest and they're sincere, you just can't believe that that's true. That is just so sad. And by the way, it is so wrong. So what do you base your sense of self-worth on? What do you base your sense of self-value on? On what do you form your own opinion about yourself? Well, today God says, listen up. You've probably heard this 1,000 times. But listen up, because I'm going to tell you once again. Do you want to know who you are? Do you really want to know who you are? And God says, well, consider this first. I created the whole vast universe and everything in it, everything that exists. If you think about that, you know, I'm just so tall and I'm just so wide, and you're just as tall as you are and as wide or as thin as you are. But as one very observant little girl said, have I ever been thinner? You know that if I walk exactly 7 kilometres in a direct line away from you, you would lose sight of me. I would fade from your vision at 7 kilometres. Even though it's a straight line on flat ground, after 7 kilometres, you wouldn't even see me anymore. Now consider yourself in the vastness of the universe. We are just a pinprick in a great sheet. And you wouldn't even be able to see a pinprick in a great sheet. How significant is that? In the whole scheme of things, this is me. Consider this in the vastness of the entire universe. How significant am I? And I'm as old as I am. I'm not telling you how old that is, but I'm as old as I am. But when you consider the time span from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, I exist for only a second. I'm a pinprick in a second. That's all I am. And do you know, just pulling a figure out of there, 1/1,000,000th of the world's population from beginning to end don't even know I exist. Less than 1/1,000,000th of the population of the earth even know that I exist. The rest of them don't even know that I exist. As a matter of fact, most of you didn't know I existed until I rocked up here one day to preach. By the way, I didn't know most of you. There are some here that haunt me from my past years. That always seems to happen. But what about the rest of the population of this world from beginning to end? They don't even realise that I'm alive. And I'll guarantee you, in a couple of generations, no one on this earth will know that I existed unless they walk through a cemetery one day and see it marked. I'm nothing. I'm so insignificant, it's like I don't even exist. That was David's thing in Psalm 8. So who am I? A pinprick. Here for a second. Unknown. What's the point of it all? And then God says, okay, you got the facts right. Now listen to this. He said, don't you understand this? Even though you are as tall as you are, as broad as you are, as heavy as you are, and you live as long as you're going to live, don't you understand that I have made you? You heard it in the reading. As a matter of fact, the reading says, God says, I have made you a little less than angels. If you really study the Hebrew very closely at this point, what those words actually say is God says, don't you understand this? I have made you little lower than myself. Little lower, not a little lower, little lower. It's almost as if God says to us, you are as significant as I am. Or almost. Because after all, hasn't he created us in his own image? Didn't he make us in his own likeness? And I can guarantee you there is nothing else in all of creation that is like us. We are unique, specially handcrafted by God to live in his likeness and in his image. Sure, we mucked it up at the beginning. So what is God saying to you today? Don't you get it? Don't you get who you are? Don't you get who I've made you to be? And more than that, I have crowned you with glory, God says. People in God's kingdom, we are princes and princesses. He is the king, sure. He is the ultimate ruler over all things. But to us, he has given the rule and governance of this world that he has created. We are princes and princesses in the kingdom of God. That's who we are. Don't you get who you are, God is saying. You've heard this how many times in your life? It's about time you started listening to what is truth. Blow the opinions of people out there. I really don't care what any of you think of me. And I can say that. I don't really care. The only opinion that I value is my Creator's opinion of me. If any of you don't think much about me, fine. But remember this. If you don't think much about me, then you don't think much of my Creator either. He made me who I am. If you have a bad opinion of me, you got a bad opinion of my Creator. And if you think anything bad about me, you're thinking bad things about my Creator. And it's Him I will defend. I don't have to defend myself. It's Him I will defend. So when you look at me, you're looking at one great guy, because that's who God made me to be. And remember, He made you the same. I'm looking at some pretty great people here. Learn to look at each other like this. Learn to see in each other who God created in that person and what He has made that person to be. We need to do this, people, because we Christians are under some attack in this world today. We don't need to attack each other, because I'm telling you this, you attack me and I have a shield. You attack me and you attack my God. And if we attack each other, all of us have a shield. And I always say this, if you're going to fire shots at me, my Lord stands in front of me and He takes that shot. He takes the pain. I don't. If you want to attack me for who I am as God's creation, then you are attacking God Himself. And I pretty much think we're guilty of that, because I think we've actually said something like that to God this morning. You know, that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. And there is this other passage in Scripture where David did some pretty bad things, if you know anything about him. You know what? He actually fell down and said, "It is only against you, God, that I have sinned. Not against Uriah that I had murdered. Not against anyone else." He came to understand that if he does the wrong thing to anyone or by anything, he's done the wrong thing to him by God. So who has God made you to be? That's who you are. But then God says, all right, if you got that bit, if you've really heard what I think of you, that you are in my image, in my likeness, crowned with the glory and honor of being my representatives, princes and princesses here on this earth, to whom I have entrusted care of this earth to, then he says, listen to what I've done for you. If that doesn't convince you who you are, listen to what I've done for you. I've given you Christmas. I gave my son. He came to you from me. He lived with you and like you. He shared your life and he still does. He suffered for you. And then he gave the ultimate gift to you. He gave his own life. That's what I've done for you. I, Almighty God, have sent my son, have seen him sacrificed. And you know what else I did? I sent him to hell for you. I did that for you. And then I raised him up from the dead as I will raise you up from the dead. And then I brought him home to me in glory, where I will bring you to glory. And there I've seated him at my right hand. And when you come there, then I will crown you with glory more radiant than you will ever know. Because there you will be glorious like I am glorious. There you will be perfect like I am perfect. There you will be immortal as I am immortal. And there we'll walk in the garden again like I always meant it to be in the first place. So you make up your own mind who you're going to listen to. You make up your own mind who you are going to listen to when you form your own opinion of yourself. You make up your own mind about who you're going to listen to form your own sense of self-worth and self-value. Me, I have chosen God. But you know, in doing so, I got this funny thing. Now I know what you think of me. Now I know what your opinion of me is. And your opinion of me is exactly the same as God's opinion of me, isn't it? You think of me exactly the way God thinks of me, don't you? And that's the way it needs to be. Because that's the way I think of you. That's my opinion of you. And it can't be any other. Because who God has created me to be, He has created you to be. And as He has crowned me with glory and honour, He has crowned you with glory and honour. And everything He did for me in Jesus, He's done for you in Jesus. We are one. We're the same. Different, but the same. So I always think the great thing about coming together in worship is, I come into a family that has a really great opinion of me. That really thinks the world of me. But the leveller and the balance is, but I'm not perfect, so I have to come before my God. And that keeps things in balance. That stops me from running away, getting a big head and thinking I'm better than myself Because you see, I also have to front up to God for who I am now and say, got it wrong. I have hurt you by hurting others, by what I've done or said. See, there is always a leveler to this thing. Do you know anybody in this world that's got an overinflated opinion of themselves? Do you know anyone in this world who's got an underinflated opinion of themselves? The leveler is, as I said, the Spirit first of all convinces us of who we are now and then lifts us up to who we have become, a new creation in Christ. I think I'm pretty good, and I don't care what you think about me. By the way, if you don't think much of me, it still hurts, doesn't it? If people still do the wrong thing by us or say the wrong, it still hurts. There's no way around that, people. It still hurts. But remember the shield? They have hurt Jesus more than they have hurt me by what they've done. He is my shield. He's out the front. He cops it. He stands between me and the bad thing. And the bad thing has to go through him to get to me. But by then it is softened because Jesus then turns to me and says, I'm shielding you, Kim. You don't have to respond to this. You don't have to react to this. You just have to be in my image. And what is the image of God? Love. That's what it's about. So it will take the bad and it will celebrate the good. And I got a funny feeling the time is going to come where heaven is going to celebrate you. Probably already is. But when you are taken home, there is a celebration for who you are. So God says, don't you get it? Don't you get who you are? You've heard it how many times in your life? Don't you get it? And don't you get what I've done for you? You've heard it 100 times in your lives. Maybe it's because we can't believe it, because we just get stuck in that thing of what other people think of us. It's time to say, blow it. As I said earlier, you know, Christians are under attack in this world today. I don't care what they think of me. Blow it all. I am who I am. And I'm going to let this world know who I am. And I don't care what they think about me. I really don't. Because I know what my God thinks about me. And that's enough. God bless you. Amen.